if there's one area, one concept, one task, one idea that could separate you from the crowd, from the competition, from other people, it's simply this: follow-up. Let's talk about it. Follow-up. What is follow-up? There's one thing that I've done throughout my career. I guess you'd call it a career. I don't have a job. I've talked about this idea. I don't even know if I consider myself an entrepreneur, a marketer, or a real estate investor. I just am. I just do what I do. I get up every day and I do it. And you know, there's obviously something special about being persistent and being consistent and having a mission and having a goal. But I think within all of that, when all these ideas of steps and the 10 this and the 5 that and 3 ways to do this, and within all of that, if you're missing this one thing, I don't think any of it works. See, you can be given the greatest opportunity, a complete plan, literally in a book. Grant Cardone sold a program, a course, a kit, whatever you want to call it, called The Millionaire's Blueprint. It came in this big book. Awesome information. I love it. $200. But even with that, even when I have that, and you might say, well, yeah, you have to take action. No. It's in that realm of action, but it's the idea of follow-up. If there's one area that virtually everyone I meet, they're weak in, it's this area of follow-up. I'm talking about from the guy who fixes my car to the realtor that I deal with. I've recently been trying to get a new financing, trying to deal with a mortgage investment firm, trying to get, you know, in with these guys so that I could I want to build some houses from scratch on some land I own. So I'm looking for some new financing. And the follow-up is atrocious. It's atrocious. I'm having to push the whole damn thing along. The follow-up. In my business, in my world, I promote and market and pitch affiliate programs and network marketing programs and books and mailing lists. And so I'm always promoting and selling something, you know. You understand that. You need to ask yourself sometimes, which side of the cash register are you on? You need things to sell. You need to go find things. And if you can't create things, you need to find people who've created things so that you can sell, you can participate in commerce. Wages are fine and honorable. And so if you have a job, that's great. But your job will not make you rich, period. It won't. But having a job won't stop you from getting rich. Meaning you can have an average blue collar, everyday, regular job. And if you take your mind and put it to the task and educate yourself and become focused, you can get rich in 7 to 10 years. Anyone, regardless of age, race, or financial situation. But it would require you to take control of your mind and your life and your spending and be held accountable to someone other than you, maybe. Or maybe you're enough. But most people don't hold themselves accountable to very much. This is why they don't do follow-up. See, follow-up is about holding yourself accountable to doing what you said you're going to do. So you plug in and you join some opportunity. Then you do nothing. As if your very presence in the opportunity should now flood and the gate should open and it should rain money. But it doesn't work that way. And so I have to go into this mortgage place, this investment place, and now push my intent and get them off their ass to move along this paperwork. And so I have to do my own follow-up because they're weak in this area. And now I'm looking for other possible people to loan me money because these guys are so slow. And so they could potentially lose out on $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 over the course because they can't simply follow up. I meet with realtor after realtor after realtor, and almost none of them ever consistently follow up with me. The These are otherwise smart people. They've been trained. They've taken courses in sales and finance and marketing, and they don't follow up with me. Why? Because they're trying to make the sale now. See, my superpower is I spend more time branding than marketing. Branding isn't selling. Branding is just pushing your intent into the universe, saying, hey, look at me, this is what I do. And not even asking for the sale. Doing this podcast is a form of branding. Writing a book and giving it away is branding. See, I'm going to get their money later. I'm not desperate. And so I create marketing strategies and funnels. Over here I'm mailing cards and I'm mailing follow-ups and I'm running ads in magazines and I'm talking over here and I'm writing a book there. And I'm doing these things. But the magic ingredient that makes it all come together, the magic ingredient that brings it all together is my follow-up. My follow-up. If a prospect requests free information from me, I will follow up with that person until I die or they die. I have systems in place that ensure that this happens, that forces my intent, that pushes my will into the universe. They're automated. No one has to wake me up and say, Gerald, you need to follow up with prospects. But yet I do this, I mean, literally. I have hundreds of business partners. I have to tell them this. Like, I have to tell them you need to follow up with your prospects. They don't know. Now, when I meet a guy and who doesn't know that he should follow up with prospects tells me he has zero training when it comes to sales. Zero. Or he's had really bad training. Most of us have been bombarded our entire life with bad marketing. It's just bad. This is why I talk about this idea of becoming aware, becoming consciously aware of the money flow. Wherever you go, watch the money flow. Go into an Apple store and you'll see it at master level. Master level. Master level marketing. Master level branding. Branding themselves as the finest phone. They release a brand new phone that costs almost $1,000 into the Great Recession, and people line up to buy it. And yet I have people hem and haw about buying a $440 training course I call the Master Pack. That'll pay them. See, all they got to do is take the course, and then they can use my marketing strategy and promote it. And they earn $275 a sale. They didn't have to write the books. They didn't have to create the marketing system, the strategy, nothing. All they had to do was plug in. And they could earn $275 over and over and over. Think of that. Two sales while they're at work using a marketing strategy. Now what do we have? We have profits. Profits. And that money doesn't have to go to bills. That's the money you use to get rich. See, wages are fine. Use the money you make at your job. Pay the electric bill, pay the mortgage, pay the car payments, and all the other dumb debts you've run up. Use that money to do that. But the profits, it's not for bills. It's not. It's to get rich. And that's how average people get rich, is you have to create a way in your life, whoever you are, wherever you are, right now, to be able to generate profits. You have to get on the other side of the cash register. Stop buying all the time and become a person who sells. Get on the other side of the cash register. You need to create a product or find a product that you can promote. Either create your own, which is ideal. This is what I've done. I've written five books now that I promote and sell. Some I use in branding. One of the books I basically give away. One I only sell for $5. But the book I give away is doing what? Branding. Establishing me as an expert. It's leading people to the next sale. Not immediately. I'm not desperate. I've created systems, a strategy, a money flow that I call it the money flow. And so I begin to see the money flow everywhere I go. How's the money flowing? How does it go from the customer into the pocket of the business owner or the store? How do we get you on the right side of the cash register? Having the job is fine. You should have the job. But you need to get into a situation where you produce profits. You're selling something. I don't care what it is. This is the beauty of what network marketing offers people, is it allows you to do that. But people get all bented because they don't want to recruit friends and family. That's fine. Neither do I. That's why I don't. I take the business to strangers. And so every day, 60, 70,000 people get my postcard, get my letters, get my flyers, call and listen to a number, mail in money. Every day, that's all profits. It's not wages. It's not W-2 income. It's profits. Ching, 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 ching. Book sales, lead sales, sign-up sales, fast start bonuses. Ching, 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 ching. Why? Because I follow up like a machine. The follow-up, like a machine. It's not optional. It's not optional. 1 hour of my day, every single day, is dedicated to following up. Returning phone calls is one form of following up. Sending notes to people. Hey, pleasure talking with you last week. That's a form of following up, right? Hey, I see you requested free information 2 weeks ago. Haven't heard from you. Hope you and the family are doing great. I don't know that he has a family. I have no idea. But he gets a note from me, signed by me, every day, 1 hour a day, 7 hours a week. Every day, 7 days a week, times 4 weeks a month, right? What is this? So that's 30 hours a month. 30 hours a month minimum I'm spending. Minimum. Listen to what I'm saying. 30 hours a month minimum is spent not prospecting, not trying to figure out how to get new customers. No, following up with other people. People who've either purchased or expressed interest or have asked a question. It's every single day. Repetition is the mother of skill. So if you're in one of these affiliate programs, network marketing deals, or you're running your own business, or you're in lawn care, or you're a realtor, or you own a restaurant, a portion of your day, every single day, if you set it aside for the simple aspect of following up. Hey, I showed you a house a couple weeks ago. I hope you guys are doing good. Keep me in the loop. Bam, it's automated. You're sending out 5, 10 of these a day. Every freaking day, every day of the year, you're going to tell me in 1 year you're not going to build an organization? Of course you are. What separates you from everyone else, what has separated me, I didn't go to college. I don't have a degree. I can't drive a truck. I don't have any certification, any ability. I'm not licensed to do a single thing in life. Nothing. Nothing. Except I have this ability to do the simplest of tasks over and over and over and over. This made me a great long-distance runner. I can run mile after mile after mile. I'm not fast, but it's the most mundane of things I can do day after day after day. I can explain my program day after day. I can pitch it on recordings day after day, over and over, where normal human beings can't control their focus. And so every day, I have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people right now, like 600-700 active business partners. Maybe 3% can actually control their focus. Maybe out of that 600 people, maybe four of them that I can name off the top of my head. These are grown people. Maybe four of them consistently do follow-ups. Like it's part of their business model, like mine. And guess who I write the checks to? Guess who I'm writing the biggest checks to? Lo and behold, it's the people who I know have some model of follow-up because they've showed it with me. They've shared it with me. And it doesn't matter how easy the follow-up. I've shown people how to do a very simple follow-up. Like, here's a postcard. Just handwrite their address on the card. Once a week, mail it to them. It literally takes 20 seconds. And people won't do it. And so as long as there's people who won't do the simplest, most mundane thing, like get on the other side of the cash register, and you do that by follow-up. It's all about the follow-up. Anybody can run an ad. Anybody can join anything. But very few people can consistently follow up. And I guarantee you, I don't care who you are right now or what you do. You know I'm right. You know you're weak in this area. You don't follow up with people. Very few people do. You want to change your life? Start this practice. Here's the thing. It doesn't have to be complicated. You could start, just do this. Take 2, 3, 4, 5 people that you've done business with in the past. Send them a note. Hey, loved doing business with you last year. Hope all's well. And then tomorrow, do another one. And then the next day, do another one. And then the next day, find someone else. Oh, you're gonna run out of people to follow up with. That means you need to do more prospecting.